Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Tel Aviv is seeing a bit of a breeze, making it a perfect day to be outside. Haifa is also sunny, with mild temperatures. Meanwhile, Eilat remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS, the IDF confirms Hezbollah killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon in the past hour. Also, Walla reports that Hezbollah is attempting to provoke Israel into breaking the ceasefire following the deaths of two fighters in southern Lebanon over the weekend. Also this hour, Y Net highlights Iran's potential to disrupt the Strait of Hormuz as the U.S. considers seizing tankers amidst rising tensions. Separately, I-24 News states that over 150 Hezbollah operatives were killed by the IDF in final strikes before the ceasefire. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that Argentinian President Milei has landed in Israel. He plans to meet with Netanyahu and announce a new El Al flight. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lahav Harkov noted just minutes ago that President Milei is in Israel to receive the Presidential Medal of Honor. Seth Franzman, a journalist, reflected earlier today on the persistence of conflict, comparing it to his childhood experiences in Maine. From X, Al Arabiya reports that Iran's armed forces turned back two tankers from the Strait of Hormuz due to ongoing U.S. maritime actions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's confirmation earlier this hour, Hezbollah has been accused of killing a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports this act further complicates the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The situation raises concerns about the safety of international peacekeepers in the region. Turning to Hezbollah's tactics, Walla notes a growing worry within the IDF about a potential provocation strategy. This comes in the wake of the recent deaths of Hezbollah fighters. The strategy could lead to an escalation, threatening the current ceasefire agreement. Meanwhile, Ynet discusses the strategic importance of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's recent activities suggest it might leverage this critical passage in future conflicts. The potential for disruption is significant, impacting global oil markets and regional stability. Separately, I-24 News reported earlier today that the IDF's recent operations resulted in over 150 Hezbollah casualties. These actions occurred just before the current ceasefire took effect. Such losses could weaken Hezbollah's operational capabilities in the short term. And finally, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, Argentinian President Milei's visit to Israel includes talks with Netanyahu and a significant announcement regarding El Al flights. This visit underscores the strengthening ties between Argentina and Israel, with potential benefits in trade and diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Israeli brands are launching special holiday editions for Independence Day, featuring nostalgic products like sweets, hummus, and beer. Separately, Globes reveals that a businessman has purchased 5 apartments in Tel Aviv's Do project, with an average price exceeding NIS 82,000 per square meter. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports Elron Ventures sold a portfolio company for $70 million, marking their 5th successful exit, contributing to a robust financial performance. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.